Queen's University, still no response from one of our major universities in Northern Ireland when there was a riot in the vicinity of their university. Is there anybody in Queen's University this morning dealing with this issue that concerns the students in their area? I'm now being told that Nolan Show has spoken to Queen's University and still no public statement from that university. I repeat to them, where was their proactive engagement last night? I know that you were over recent days telling students to go home early. Did you have wardens on the ground? What were you doing? What is your message to the students this morning? Now, someone was on the ground last night who has contacted us. Good morning to you.
How you doing, Stephen?
Good morning. You were there last night, were you?
I was. See, just in relation to... There's a number of points I want to touch on. Just in relation to the large group of questions you just asked, Queens were on the ground. UUJ were on the ground. Police were on the ground. Council were on the ground. And many others were on the ground. So, in fairness... excuse me. Regardless of what yourself or Jude or whoever else, you know, says... There were people on the ground, and even, you know...
But listen, that's fine. So let them get that. I'm not disputing that. What I'm saying is, surely they should be getting that message out today of reassurance for those people who are asking, were they there? I'm not saying they weren't there. I'm saying surely they've got to be proactive today and be getting messages out in reaction to this.
No, and you're right, but... See, as I was saying, whoever was over the past few days will have seen, and this isn't just in and around St. Patrick's, you know, all around the student term, particularly around Fraser's, St. Patrick's and Halloween, the sort of big event, people are there, but all year round people are there. And they are there sort of softly with council officers, university staff, police, and police aren't always there. And in fairness to the dude's comment, I have a lot of respect for dude, but dude's comment about getting in riot gear all day yesterday. The police, you know, neighbourhood police were there in sort of normal uniforms engaging with people. And see the majority of students, Stephen, they're sound, they're okay. You know, they're there just for a bit of fun, and they're not there for the rioting or whatever else took place. And
there's
actually a point that you made, and I heard nobody else make. Not all of these people are students.
I get that too.
There are dozens, if not hundreds, of people who come to the Holy Nuns on St. Patrick's Day because they know that in previous years, there's been madness at the drink fit and whatever else. So, unfortunately, it's the students that get blamed. And here, I mean, by the way, you know, I have experience of working with students. I've came across abuse and threatening behaviour, even physical assault and whatever else. But the majority of them are okay. Those who are there to cause trouble, they should be dealt with. And just I suppose, to be clear, I should really say at the outset, I condemn what happened yesterday outright. You know, excuse me.
How bad was it? You were in the middle of that last night, right? How bad was it?
No, I mean, from early on yesterday day, there were quite a few students out about yesterday, but in fairness, and even the residents, I think, at least early on, will accept this, that there was, albeit street drinking and other issues, but the atmosphere was more like, and this isn't to condone, by the way, Stephen, the atmosphere was more like a sort of party atmosphere. Yes, with things get out of control, and it was only in the early hours, frankly, in the early hours, when I wasn't there, seeing that I was there the early part,
okay,
where they had turned into a rat. Now, previous years, I have been there, where it's turned into something very negative as opposed to, you know, once drinking. And I mean, see, to be clear, drinking on the street, you know, loud music is wrong, but there is a difference, drinking on the street and loud music, and attacking cars and breaking police and whatever else. But there's just another wee point I want to talk to, or sorry, just to finish on that general point. So whatever happened, it was totally wrong. Whatever students were involved in wrong, the students who were involved in that are totally wrong, okay? But that's not the vast majority of students. The vast majority of students are there. Yes, they are there to have a bit of a, you know, a drink and go out and whatever else, but they are there to do the work and are certainly not there to get arrested or get involved in rats or whatever else. However, see the point, and I think Jamie was the first one on the show today. Jamie made the point that this is about Irish republicanism or about Irish nationalism. In fairness, sir, you know, like, as somebody who I would say I'm a proud Irish citizen, you know, I find it offensive when I'm walking down the street trying to engage with students and they run at me, calling me all the names of the day because I may be wearing some type of uniform. They may think I'm this or that and they call me a black bee or whatever else and they start singing in my face to try and provoke me a song about young Aidan McInnesby, who was, you know, shot dead on his way to a Gaelic ground. I mean, for me, that's offensive. To me, it's offensive, I think, to the McInnesby family, and it's offensive to others. You know, but somebody else has also come on and said that, oh, Harsh and Fee, who are they going to condemn for this trouble? And for Martin O'Muller was on the top of our programme, and he condemned it outright. He's not saying it was the fault of, I think somebody said, Tesco or Asda. You know, nobody is on, nobody from any political party is on here trying to, you know, just talk this away or say it's somebody else's fault. It is very clearly the fault of the students, but this is not, you know, them students aren't out last night or today for political aspirations or because they want A, B and C. They are out to go on a bit of a drinking rampage. And yes, they do wrongly sing. I think somebody described it as pro-Irish songs. Whatever songs they're singing, you know, St. Patrick's Day isn't about Irish Republicanism or whatever else. It's really about for the students, for them people just going out drunk and whatever else. So I find that as offensive as DMA or whoever else. I mean, for me, people run around the streets with the Irish flag or any other flag.
Listen, a lot of this, I hear you, and a lot of this is about alcohol. And to be clear, and I'm glad you've made it maybe more clear than what I was able to this morning, I have not been suggesting in any way that there were not people put on the ground by the universities. But I'm asking because I think it should be clear by this stage, by 9:45 in the morning, you know, surely the universities, it might be helpful if the universities have, you know, we're up this morning putting out a message, look, here's what we tried to do. Here's how many wardens we had on the ground. Here's what we are going to do in the next couple of days. Here's our appeal to our students, given what happened last night. That's all I'm saying. I'm saying especially,
in front of them, they have been doing that, not just yesterday or this week. They have been doing that for weeks and months.
I hear you.
To be clear, I don't represent Queen's University or UUJ. Or
I hear you.
But there's just a wee factual point that you're wrong on. Queen's and UUJ don't bring in wardens. They have, I can't remember the exact title, it's something like outreach officers or education officers who go out and advise students and advise with the consequences if they're involved in A, B and C. Then there is police who are the ones on the ground, and then there's council officers who assist, and they're the, you know, they're the wardens or safety officers.
I'm asking, and again, look, everything you're saying is valid. All I'm saying is in a day of a 24-hour news cycle, all right, in this era that we're now in, would you not think it might be helpful if the universities were up this morning, on the airwaves this morning, and good, decent people were hearing from the universities who we so admire in this country to their reaction to this and what they're saying to their students?
Yes, you're absolutely right. I mean, for whatever reason, they haven't come on. I'm not sure if they need to write by the PR people, whatever it is, but if you are another journalist or whoever goes into the Holy Lands now and you look for them, they will be out. They wrote yesterday from very early until evening time, and they will be out again today along with
But listen, that message, it's taking you to say that. Right, listen, morning, Emma and Coleraine. Morning, Emma.
Hello, Stephen.
Go on, Emma.
I'm a student. I used to live up around that area. Long before St. Patrick's Day comes around, the lecture university puts out letters to all students. If anybody's involved in any troubles or anybody's caught to be involved in any troubles, they'll be put out of the course and that'll be the end of it. That'll be the end of the university career. That goes out well before St. Patrick's Day. That's reinforced right up until it. So universities, while you might not hear from them today, people will be dealing with what happened and anybody that was involved, any students. As well, it's quite insulting that for one day of the year, this all comes down to nationalism. It's not about nationalism. People went out yesterday to have a drink, and people are going out today to have a drink and have a bit of fun. They're not going out to intimidate anybody. They're not going out for violence. But I feel like certain people in the community can't wait to get ringing the police, to get drama going. How come at Halloween and all other times of the year when students go out and go mad and there's a bit of carry on and the noise is crazy, it doesn't come to this? How come on through parade?
Well, look, we know for a fact that there was a police officer injured last night. We know that there were around 300 people engaged in trouble last night. So I don't think there's any suggestion that anyone is making this up. Listen, thank you, Hugh Collins. Thank you, Cordy.